So as we start tonight, I want to ask you a question to help you get thinking about some of these things. And it's true for me, just this week, workmate had a conversation with me. I'm not sure if you've ever heard somebody ask you or say this to you, all religions at heart are the same thing. And if you've heard that, how did you respond, if at all? And in that response, was the Bible involved in the way that you were processing that? Or perhaps when you did respond, were you embarrassed to actually express what you know the Bible has to say about things like that? Or maybe as another example, at work or at school, for example, when your mates have an inappropriate conversation, do you excuse yourself just by saying, sorry, that's not my style? Or do you express the fact that it's because of Jesus and what you know from the Word of God that you can't be involved in this? Or maybe you just join in. So the first talk that we're having this evening is about the Bible. And those of us that are Christians, that we know that the Bible for us, it's true. And it's important. And we know that it contains the message of salvation through Jesus. And he's rising back to life after death. And he's ruling forever as king. We know this. It's familiar to us. But a lot of the time, we're just that little bit unsure just what the Bible is for after we've believed it. We've already trusted in Jesus, and kind of we're a bit nervous a lot of the time how it can really be applied in our day-to-day lives and in the modern world with all its opinions around us. So in the passage that we've got today from Paul writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the minister Paul is encouraging his apprentice Timothy in continuing his life following Jesus. And Timothy was surrounded at the time by all kinds of liars and people who were pretending to be Christians. And the people around him, other Christians, they were believing these guys. And they were accepting all their ideas that they were presenting. And they weren't trusting in the grace of God alone. And even for the leaders, just being able to tell the difference between what was true and what was a lie was really hard. So in this context, Paul is reminding Timothy of this valuable resource that he has to help him to continue in this life of following Jesus. And that resource in the verses that we have here is the Bible. So in verses 15 to 17 that we're looking at tonight, Paul encourages Timothy that the scriptures that he's grown up with ever since he was a kid, and he knows that these are trustworthy and useful in the face of everything. And for us, it's the same message. The Bible is trustworthy and useful for the life of following Jesus. So if you look with me, first of all, in verse 15, Paul begins by reminding Timothy what he already knows, that the message of the scriptures is trustworthy. And he says, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So Timothy's for a long time believed the message about salvation through faith in Christ. And he's seen the effects in himself and the others around him. And this good news of the hope in Jesus, it just has this profound effect of comfort and hope for people. It's like you hear the truth and you just recognize it. And Timothy did. And perhaps a way of example, it's perhaps a negative example. This is much happier, I guess. But it's like a phone call that you get. Somebody calls you and says, I'm sorry, you know, somebody that you love, somebody who's close to you, has just died. And when you get that phone call, you don't doubt that that was true. You know that that was true. People don't stuff around with that sort of thing. And it's the same with the gospel. When we hear this profound message, you recognize it's true. And this is what Paul is saying to Timothy. You know the truth that you've heard. But these scriptures, these are the ones that contain this message that you've understood and believed, and which is changing the world around him. And it's by these same scriptures that a person is instructed and trained so that they can begin and continue to follow Jesus. So secondly, in verse 16, Paul goes on to encourage Timothy that in his use of the Word of God, it's not just because the message is trustworthy, good and true, but also because its source is trustworthy. Verse 16, all scripture is God-breathed. So we'd all be familiar with that old internet rule you teach your kids. If you don't know where it comes from, don't click on it. And it's the same thing with the Word of God. We know where it comes from. We know it's trustworthy. God himself is the source, and he's the guarantee of its reliability, but also its relevance to the true realities of life. So the Holy Spirit used people like Paul, Luke, Moses, and many others to express the things that they had witnessed from him and what he taught them, so that his will would be clearly understood and recorded for all generations. And that's what it means when it says that the scriptures is God-breathed. But you just think for a moment how important it is that God actually did that for us. Because both at that time, for Timothy and the others around them, but even today, there are so many ideas out there. So many people are confused about what is true and what isn't. And many Christians too. And it gets distracting from trusting in Jesus alone. So Paul then goes on from explaining the trustworthiness of the Word of God, and he expresses the usefulness in two different ways. The first being that it's useful for aligning us to God's truth. Second half of verse 16, that it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness. That when we are aligned with the Word of God, when it aligns us, rather, to God's truth, we can continue living in God's way. But it's not just for the people who already understand it. It's for those who need correcting as well. That's why rebuking and correcting is involved in that. Because God's message isn't just intended to be one opinion among many. It's not just to teach people. It's the truth. And it works to challenge and to correct the mistaken understandings of all people. But again, this isn't just a one-off when we believe. Because for those of us that have been corrected and aligned and instructed by God's word according to his will, the Bible, it continues to be useful, working in our hearts and minds, shaping and molding us so that we can recognize and act on every part of life to the glory of God. Like he says in verse 17, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So this ongoing shaping and training of our hearts and minds in righteousness by the Bible's teaching, it equips us and it keeps us fit to live all of life for Christ's sake. If you keep in your mind this image of the fitness, because it's not just something that you do once and then you're right. You've got to keep it up. And the Word of God, it prepares you and you're ready for life and you're ready to serve. And that's for Jesus' sake. But it's kind of obvious that if somebody's not interested in living for Jesus, then the Bible doesn't have a lot of use for them. It's still a true message for them. And if their ears are open to it, and stay open to it, the Bible can still make them wise for salvation, like Paul said in verse 15. It's still useful, and it still has an impact. But it's for those that are willing to be trained by it. So, just to finish up, what about us, right here, right now? Do we want to live for Jesus? If you do, it's wonderful to recognize what a privilege it is that God has given us a resource like the Bible. So we're not left wondering and confused when there's so much at stake. Salvation itself is at stake. And as trustworthy and useful, the Holy Spirit uses God's word to shape us and to train us to be followers of Jesus who can continue to the end. So when I ask then, and we should ask ourselves, where has our training come from for us to live the way that we are now, today? Where did those ideas come from? And not just us, but the people around us. How can they become wise for salvation if we don't treat God's word like it's really useful, if it's really true? So as Jesus himself used the words of scripture to rebuke Satan, he said, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."